Chapter 11, Devotional 6, Spiritual Blindness, Blindness of the Heart. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12 says, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. Blindness takes many forms. It can be temporary and treatable or permanent and defy treatment. It can occur as a result of aging, physical injury, sickness, or disease. It can happen suddenly or develop over time due to improper diet, poor nutrition, exposure to poison, or as a result of genetic history. Spiritual blindness also occurs, according to Paul. He says spiritual blindness is a result of a heart condition. It occurs whenever a person chooses to rebel against the Word of God and to live a life of sin. It is a progressive condition, which, one, is caused by a hardening of spiritual arteries that block the flow of God's love and goodness. Two, progresses due to a closed mind that refuses to accept and believe God's Word. Three, develops into willful rebellion and alienation from God, from His Word and His ways. Four, produces ignorance and foolish behavior, and leads to pride and arrogance. 5. Produces a false sense of trust and dependence on money, power, possessions, fame, and worldly acceptance. 6. Causes a heightened level of fear and selfishness. 7. Results in an inability to see God's presence, mercy, grace, and favor in the world. Thankfully, spiritual blindness is curable. There is hope for anyone who suffers from this ailment. In an instant, it can be cured. Healing requires repentance and a pure heart. Spiritual sight is restored as you confess Jesus as Lord and Savior. Saturating your mind with God's Word and accepting the finished works of Jesus Christ will restore a hardened heart and, in time, enable you to see clearly. Sight improves as you change your thinking so that it aligns with God's Word. A steady diet of God's Word and regimen of prayer leads to increased vision. Spiritual sight equips you to see the presence, wonder, majesty, and grace of God. Believe Jesus when He says, "Blessed are the eyes which see the things you see." The quotation from Luke 10, verses 23 and 24. Lord, thank you for being a God who cannot lie. Thank you for softening my heart to your promises in your Word. I praise you for giving me eyes to see you clearly every day. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.